Hi, it's Greg and Lucky.
And this is our podcast. If you don't catch us from 5 to 9, this is what you missed.
Welcome to Rock Your Block. The late spring, early fall, we shouldn't be doing these outdoors anymore edition of Rock Your Block.
It's actually not windy. It's not bad.
No, it's not bad at all. It's
for fine. Now. I'll be complaining in about 10 minutes.
Oh, I know. I can see you already starting to shiver
and bundled.
Shake.
I'm bundled. Yeah.
How many layers we got going?
Just two. Well, no, three. I went with the long. I was thinking long johns. I really was.
Wow.
Well, because I didn't know.
You were like a 90-year-old grandmother.
And you know what's funny? I was leaving the station, and I thought, man, you know what? I would really, maybe I have like a blanket in the back of my car.
No.
And I thought, well, if I put that and had it over my legs.
Oh, come on.
I don't think I could put up with the abuse that Greg would give me if I had a blanket over my legs.
My mother-in-law, who's an 80-year-old Italian woman, has a blanket she puts over her legs.
I've always got like a hockey mom blanket sitting there. Not for me, but for the hockey moms.
I don't know about that.
No, you know what? I'm good at the rink. I don't do the hockey mom thing. I don't put the blanket on. I stand.
You're too busy standing and yelling.
Banging on the glass.
Yeah, that's right. So we're with Heather, and we're with her son, Wesley, and we're with the parents, Rita and Peter, and the dog, Roscoe.
Right.
Roscoe is security here today.
Is that what?
And it's excellent. He's a good boy, Roscoe.
As much security, Roscoe hasn't even noticed that we're here yet.
No,
so I don't know what security Roscoe's going to provide.
We have our real estate sign out front. I think Roscoe just went and peed on it. So. We're off to a good start. He's showing his opinion of Rock Morning. So, Heather, thank you for having us to your home. This is excellent. Get that mic nice and close to you.
There we go.
There we go.
Thanks for coming.
This is excellent. We got a hold of you, I guess, last week. And Heather was great because you were off on Friday. When
yes,
we called
yeah.
Her.
Oh, yeah. That's why I don't remember it.
And I left Heather a message just saying, you know, Heather, you better call me back. You better call me back. And she did. She was very prompt and on it. And I think Heather felt bad because I think Heather thought she had lost out on Rocky Block.
Yes, I thought you went on to the next person.
Yeah.
So 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Wow. That would be cruel.
And I felt terrible because Heather sounded, you know, upset with the whole thing. And so we made her linger for a little bit about that. And then we let her know that we were coming over. And it's Heather's been great. I've seen you on social media telling everybody to come over. So what do you figure the vibe is? How many people are going to show up here today?
Probably between 30 and 50.
Excellent.
Nice.
That's
nice.
Great.
How about the neighbors? Do we know the neighbors around here? Are they going to be upset?
I told one.
One.
I only know one.
Oh, okay.
This is a fairly nice neighborhood,
Thank you.
I'm sure we'll upset somebody.
Yes.
Definitely.
Because nice neighborhoods usually have people in it who enjoy their homes, their life, and their privacy. And that will be interrupted today.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's okay. You'll get to know the neighbors. Now, sometimes when we've done Rock Your Block, which is kind of a good idea, maybe we should have given you a heads up on this. Lots of times the winners will go like home to home and put a little note in the mailbox and say, oh, by the way, we're having a party. Come on over if you wish.
Right.
Oh, Rita.
Rita's saying
this
that.
This is such a mom move.
Wait, Rita had that idea?
Yeah.
Right? I was supposed to.
She gave the classic mom move.
Oh, yeah.
Where she points at her head and then points at you and says, I told you so.
Way to go, Heather.
Without even mouthing, I told you so.
Yeah.
I looked at Rita and I knew she meant, I told you so.
Yep, and Heather felt daughter shame. It's a classic daughter-mother situation.
Exactly.
Right.
More
Very
of a surprise.
Good.
Okay, you gotta solve a riddle for me here. We are on Gerard or Gerard?
No idea.
Really?
I say Gerard.
I think most people say Gerard.
It looks like Gerard to me.
Yeah.
But it's spelled different from Toronto's Gerard. So
yes,
right.
That's
yes.
where we get Gerard.
I've heard some say Gerard, and I thought they were crazy. So you'll know where we are.
Right.
Basically just south of Taunton, right?
Yeah. And if you want it now, we don't have anything to offer.
No, we got Don't show
right,
up now.
Don't come
smile.
Now.
Yes.
Well, sure. Heather's handing out hugs.
Right.
But this is interesting about our Heather. In that Heather is a firefighter or trained to be a firefighter, just graduated from firefighter school.
Okay.
And so I'm assuming out of 30 to 50 people, there might be some firemen. You know, and a fella likes a fireman.
I thought you were going for the mouth-to-mouth thing.
Well,
that's
might,
good for you.
I might fake a grand mal seizure.
Okay.
We'll
test her training at some point.
That's right.
Okay.
Now, we'll have Teddy Reeder here with a big, he's got this big, massive blowtorch that he uses to start his barbecue. So we thought we'd do, which would be big fun, and I'm sure Peter and Rita would love this. We're going to have them burn down the house. Right. We'll watch you try to put it out all by yourself.
Right.
Let me get my gear from the garage first.
Perfect. Now, how long did it take you? How long is firefighter school? How much training goes into that?
3 semesters at Durham College.
Okay.
So September, and then you go until July.
Beautiful. And what do you learn, like sliding down the pole? Is that the first class?
That's the first skill. Right?
Leslie, go inside.
Earmuffs. Earmuffs.
Very good.
Let's go back to this.
I'm only kidding, Leslie. You can stay back.
Yeah.
So what do we learn in firefighter school outside of how to put out a fire? But there must be like a medical, like saving someone
first
from a heart
aid
attack. This is what I'm looking for.
Yes.
First aid.
You learn patient care.
Okay.
So that prepares you for your EMR. So emergency medical responder.
Yes.
So you do learn firefighter 1 skills, firefighter 2 skills, as well as hazardous materials.
Because more often than not, you're first on the scene, right? I mean, paramedics will show up, police will show up, but firefighters are for the most part first there because they're normally just at Sobeys buying chicken for the barbecue anyhow.
We know how this works.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying anything.
Yeah. Are you in charge of the barbecue at the fire hall? Or how when you first get recruited, you're probably in charge of all barbecuing.
Yes, the bathrooms.
It is a tough job.
Oh, yeah.
One time, years ago, went on this fire training thing where they put all the gear on us, which, by the way, is heavy as
very
hell,
heavy,
right?
Yep. Yes.
And they had us, they put smoke into a room, and we had to lie down on the floor and, like, find your way along the wall to the door, right? And I think we had to, like, we had a dummy weighed, like, 150 pounds or something.
Rescue Randy.
Yeah, Rescue. Is that the name? That was my nickname in high school.
A dummy that weighed 100 pounds. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey!
If the shoe fits.
And I barely made it up. They almost had to come in and rescue me. It's really hard.
Good thing you're in radio, then.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'd never make a good firefighter.
No.
Because most of the time I'd get into a situation and go, ooh. Ew. Ew. They're dead. Ew.
No,
you're bringing s'mores to your first call. Yeah. That's not a good sign.
All right. Well, we're going to get to know Wesley a little bit. We'll get to know Rita and Peter, and we'll talk to the dog, Roscoe. It'll be a lovely morning.
Awesome.
Half a double the pleasure has already arrived. We'll get them going, and Teddy Reeder will be here cooking up breakfast for everybody, courtesy of Helinda's Meats. And then Rita and Peter, I guess, get to make a decision for True North Home Comfort about an air conditioner or a furnace. So
they decided.
Oh, no, we don't want to know yet.
Don't say anything yet.
No, no, no.
It's a big unveil, a big reveal.
Oh, a big reveal. Okay.
Yes. At the end of the show.
Don't say anything, Leslie.
So, yeah. And then you'll get the LCVO gift card from Great Lift. It's about $500, about $47 left on it.
We may have been through that.
That's right. The leaf blower from Durham Kubota.
Right.
Your dad will put that to good use, maybe, or Wesley will get using that in the fall.
Maybe start him up on that. I can see, I'm not sure what Rob Havery from R. Havery Landscaping is going to have to do around here, because it looks like they've taken care of the joint.
Yeah.
But $2,500 in landscaping services, plus $2,500 in electrical services from Tradescope Electrical as well.
Perfect. It'll be lovely. And this is our final Rock Your Block till the spring. So we'll really send this one out with a bang. It'll be
awesome.
Lovely.
We're excited.
Or an explosion.
An explosion.
Either way.
So, but Heather's here. She can save the day.
Right.
Not an extinguisher.
Perfect. Heather, thank you so much for having us in your home. Are you ready to be shocked?
Okay. Bring it on.
One of a beloved celebrity, a TV guy, been on the air forever and ever, and always seemed like a decent dude.
Right.
Turns out he's a dirty little birdie.
Oh.
Jerry Springer.
You thought he was a decent dude?
Oh, sure. I just thought the people he interviewed were scumbags.
Right, okay.
But it turns out somebody that worked on his show says Jerry used the show just to sleep with strippers and porn stars.
Wow.
Kids, go in the house. I forgot there's children.
They lined up in front of us. This is like, it's like story time in kindergarten right now. They're all looking around for Uncle Craig's story, and it's about Jerry Springer with hookers.
Tell us about the porn stars and the hookers, Uncle Craig.
Wow.
Welcome to Rockmore, kids. Yeah, no.
Wesley's skipping school and getting one hell of an education today.
Listen, porn stars need to make a living.
That's right.
They're good people.
Wow.
They're good people.
Like, all right. So in the first half hour, we've talked about hookers, porn stars, and his mom's first lesson on a pole.
Right.
Right. This will be one kind of a day.
Heather better get that job at the fire department. Therapy ain't going to be cheap. Anyhow, they say Jerry is morally bankrupt, much like this little radio program.
Right, yes.
And producers say his show in the late 90s was only part of the producer's job was to get pretty girls, strippers, and porn stars for Jerry to sleep with.
No kidding. Yeah. Well, I mean, it was just a wreck by the end of that show, if you remember. It was just like, you know, who's your daddy? And was one thing, right? He's not the father.
No.
It was one episode. And then it was just like looking to incite violence or some sort of fight.
Yeah. Yeah, it really was unique TV. I think like a Geraldo Rivera started that whole thing.
Yeah.
But Jerry took it to another level with the chair throwing and everything.
And he just played to that lowest common denominator and loved it and did great at it.
No,
but
wasn't
he like the governor or something like that at one
mayor
point?
Mayor of Cincinnati.
Mayor, that's right, yeah.
Yeah, mayor of Cincinnati at one point. Anyhow, here's another mind bender. Most of the guests were fake.
I wouldn't doubt that for a second.
So it was just Brandon's in the background. Brandon, you can't have a conversation with us.
Well, they can't hear you. He said no way.
Brandon said no way.
Yes.
At least we're entertaining Brandon.
Right.
That's something.
We got one. That and a group of children in front of us.
So anyhow. So what did we learn, kids, about Jerry Springer? So you know what? Here's the reality. Here's the thing, kids, if you take anything away from it. Don't trust anybody or anything, all right?
Another life lesson from Uncle Craig.
That's right. Listen, you know, the deal here is that you can't trust anybody.
Right.
You know, trust your parents, trust your family. Everybody else is just a lying, stinking hound, all right? Uncle Craigie can tell you from my time on the planet, everybody's basically just out to screw you. So you do you and don't worry about anybody else.
That's a hell of a life lesson.
Right, we'll get more coming.
Yeah, I bet. Can't wait.
Don't get high on your own supply.
Right. Oh, yes. We got to get to the Tony Montana lesson soon. Right.
Never underestimate another guy's greed.
Right.
And a hoss is a pig that don't fly straight. There you go. Write those things down. This is always a treat for us here with Rock Your Block. We are in Whitby. We're with the Reed family. We're going to turn it up right now because it's double the pleasure covering Glorious Sons. SOS 94.9 The Rock.
I'm losing it. down Oxycodone. I shut the lights out, they took the car in. I bought a sound-off shotgun, yeah. They laid the tanks, man, I lost a dolly. You got hooked on Oxycodone. I shut the lights out, they took the car in. I bought a sound-off shotgun, yeah. They laid the tanks, man, I lost my dolly. You got hooked on Oxycodone. I shut the lights out, they took the car in. I bought a sound-off shotgun.
Outstanding. Double the pleasure live. 94.9 The Rock, GTA's Rock Station. Welcome to Rock Mornings. Welcome as we hang out with the Reed family today and Rock Your Block. And we are with Heather and her son, Wesley. And we found out some stuff about Wesley. Lots of interesting stuff earlier this morning.
Yeah, yeah. He's talking to it. Well, one, Wesley was up. What time did you wake up today, Wesley?
Get that nice and close to you.
I woke up around 3:40-ish.
Before we did.
Oh, yeah. When we pulled up, we saw him dart back into the house. I thought, oh, we've already scared him.
That's right.
But you're a great young man, and we love the fact that you and your mom were so into this. We saw the photos of you and your mom wearing your rock gear by our real estate sign.
Yeah.
So we really appreciate the fact that you guys love the radio station and wanted to have us here. It's great. You having a good day?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, this morning, bright and early, we got talking to Wesley off air, just getting to know the young fella.
Yeah.
You know, what do you like? What do you do? What grade are you in, Wesley?
I'm in grade 5.
Yeah. You got a favorite class you like in school?
My favorite class is math.
Oh, wow. I was going for gym. I had odds on gym.
I was never good at math. Shocking. That's why I do this for a living. Do you like sports? Do you like basketball, Raptors, Leafs, Jays, any of that?
The only sport that I really like is the jiu-jitsu that I do.
Jiu-jitsu? Cool. Wow.
How long have you been doing that for?
7-8 weeks.
Oh, yeah?
Okay.
Beat up Lucky.
Yeah, I was going to say, you want to fight Craig after the show, maybe? I think he can take him.
Now, this was interesting.
Yeah.
We asked him what his favorite food was. He's 10 years old.
Okay.
I think he'd say pizza, fries,
right,
donuts. But no, what do you like? What's your favorite food?
My favorite food is sushi.
Sushi.
Look at that.
Like a particularly sushi, like a roll, sushi rolls?
I like just the salmon sushi where it's just salmon on rice.
Wow. Sashimi.
Very nice.
Look at this.
You got a favorite TV show? Favorite movie?
My favorite TV show is another anime show called Naruto.
Okay.
Oh.
I've never heard of that. Your kids watch that stuff?
No, I don't know that one. I know Fortnite. Beyond that, not much more.
Not a whole
Minecraft.
Lot.
I know that one too.
Well, we know something else about Wesley.
Right. He likes The Rock.
He does. He does like The Rock. Do you have a favorite band, Wesley?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My favorite band is 3 Days Grace.
How long have you been a fan of 3 Days Grace?
I'm not sure. For a long while.
Yeah. Do we need to quieten down Double the Pleasure?
I don't know.
This?
No, I think we'll be all right. I think we can get her done.
All right, Wesley. Well, we found out through your mom that you love 3 Days Grace.
Right.
And so, Lucky,
well,
who did this? Who did the legwork on it?
Well, you know what? I thought 3 Days Grace are actually fans of the show. We've had Neil Sanderson, the drummer from 3 Days Grace, with us before. And I thought, well, wouldn't it be cool if we reached out and see if 3 Days Grace could come and visit
right
here at Rock Your Block and come to your house, Wesley? Turns out they're on tour.
Right.
So they couldn't do that. But the cool thing is, they've sent you a message, so I'm going to play this for you, all right?
Okay.
Hey, what's up, Wesley? We're 3 Days Grace. We just want to say thanks for being such a huge fan, buddy. It means a lot to us. And congratulations to your mom, Heather, for winning Rock Your Block. I hope you guys have a great time, and rock on.
There you go. How cool is that?
Really cool.
You like that?
Yeah.
You're going to have to show that to all your friends.
That is
amazing. Yeah. It's exciting, eh? We wanted them to be here, but they don't like me.
Right.
That's the problem. Anyhow, Wesley, congratulations. Thanks for being such an excellent young man. Your mom is outstanding, and we're so glad we were able to do that for you.
Thank you.
We have to work on a relationship, Pally.
Oh, really?
Things have gone sour.
Are we qualified for this?
Well, we're going to try. It seems, you know, what started...
Great luck.
started off now. Just hang on, Teddy. Because that's what started the problem in the first place.
I agree, Greg.
That's right.
That started it.
Now, hang tight. You know, in therapy, they say, don't finger point.
Right.
Don't, it's not...
Should we raise our hands when it's our turn?
Yeah. Okay. Chris Lantang, great lip, Teddy Reader. Some time back, Teddy, you started doing a Chris Lantang impersonation. And then out of nowhere, Chris Lantang stepped up, and I'm sorry, he knocked it out of the park impersonating you.
We had people texting in at the last Rock Your Block that they were like about to drive off the road laughing.
But we understand.
The impression off.
That's right.
Between Ted and Chris Lantang.
But Teddy, we understand you got upset with Chris about this, and you're not happy with him.
No, you're not.
Listen, I could probably explain this better. I know it's not my turn, but my head was
already
up before
him. Go ahead, Chris.
And I apologize for the trouble I caused. No, you know what? Let me let Teddy, you tell it. The great lift guy, huh? I got every animal rights activist coming at me now, right? Brian Squirrel, Teddy Reader. Brian Squirrel, can you believe this, jackass? Are you kidding me? Great lift the one. Slathers and
fans. Greatness. Chris Lantang, getting you high for over 25 years.
There's some crazy Canucks.
How many children do you have? 800? Where'd you put them? God damn it.
That lift for you?
Getting high.
Is that lift enough?
We don't have a website, you know. I don't know how to turn on my computer, but I can answer the phone. Great lift. We get you high all day long.
I can see.
You know, it's not fun and games, eh?
How is this therapy session going?
You know, it's only barbecue. Have some fun with it. But this guy took it to a new level, right?
We went out with a great lift. We put him up on the top there. We got him all high.
There we go, eh? I got these animal rights coming at me now. People, relax and watch me.
Hang on a second.
Oh, my God. I'm having a heart attack.
I heard that the next time we do this in October, when we do the getting high broadcast, that Teddy's supposed to get into a great lift and broadcast. And barbecue from there.
This will end well.
Let me tell you, it's not the first time he's barbecued high.
Great life!
Oh my gosh, it's going to be brilliant. All right, listen, boys, I don't know that we can ever repair this relationship, and honestly, I don't think I want it.
No, this is gold.
I think it's gold. So we want
to. It's gold, Jerry. Gold!
Now, Teddy. Chris Lantang as Teddy. Yeah. Tell us what you cooked this morning.
We threw a bunch of stuff together. It's only barbecue, right? Whatever you do. Get out the crazy Canuck sauce. And don't put the ball dust, eh? And rub. It's no secret. I like to rub my meat. People know. I get the ball dust going crazy. Canuck sauce is flying, right? It's all good.
Teddy, you got to admit, that's brilliant.
It's brilliant.
Because you started this.
He started it.
But what we're so impressed, I never knew Chris had it in him. I thought you were just going to bully him around with a great lift, getting high. He came at you full guns.
He's got the full guns going. I got to go deep. Because, you know, it's difficult. You know, it's difficult when you got to figure out what the phone number is to call him.
905-655-7777.
How many sevens you got?
Four sevens.
Oh.
So that three was lucky. Give that a call.
Hey, what happened to the eight? Were the eights taken?
No, the eights were taken because he has 80 million children. Right? It's not only is he getting them high, he's getting them pregnant.
Hey, I wasn't rubbing my meat, Teddy. You know?
You need a little bone down.
Hey, you boys are brilliant. Great lift, Teddy Reader, Chris Lantang. Thank you so much for being a part of Rock Your Block. We have to do it in the spring just to continue this war.
Rock Mornings with Craig Venn and Lucky. 94.9 The Rock.